So the accelerating price of oil is making heads spin throughout the economy, though it's the cost of gas that we take most personally. It's enough to make one of our producers wax nostalgic about the good old days when he started driving.
Why, hello there. My name's Nihar Patel. Folks call me Red. Back when I started driving, way back in the summer of 1995, I reckon, my parents' Toyota Camry could be topped off at $1.19 a gallon. Those were the days.
Flash forward a couple of years to October of 1997. I picked up my homecoming date in my newly restored classic Ford Mustang. Bob Marley's Is This Love was bumping out of the speakers. Note, it was only our first date. I wanna love you. Yeah, her parents were noticeably worried. Not about gas prices, though. A gallon was still $1.20. So 2 years go by, and only a single freaking penny increase. In July of 2003, I totaled my brother's crummy Nissan Sentra, which, if he's listening, was in serious need of totaling, dude. Let it go. Anyway, the price had gone up to $1.51. Still, I'm not complaining. March 2005, I turned 26, and for the first time, my Toyota Corolla cost $2 a gallon to fill up. A threshold at the time, but just in 3 short years, the price would double. May 2007, everyone I know is watching the final episodes of The Sopranos, except me. I can't afford HBO. Meanwhile, the price of gas crosses $3 a gallon, and it's only been a year since The Sopranos finale. I still haven't seen it, and the price of gas is now at $4.50 here in California, speeding towards $5. Which means I won't be getting HBO anytime soon.
That was day-to-day producer Nihar Patel.